In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now remember, if you've had any something to eat, you got to finish it up by at least 20 after, because an hour and 20 minutes from now, we're going to begin Holy Mass. So we're on page 2, volume 29, 7, 17, 1931. My daughter, all the good acts that the creature does in my divine will rises to God. Okay, so here we're seeing that what God has got planned, this isn't human. Okay? He says, because it has the divine power to draw up into the celestial fatherland what is done in its holy divine will. And then, with its same power, it makes them fall back like beneficial rain over the same creature in such a way that if the creature loves, blesses, adores, thanks, praises God, requites her with a new divine rain of love, of blessing, of rain, of thanksgiving, because God felt himself being loved and thanked by the creature, and bursting into rain of praises, God praises the little child before the whole celestial court. So you can see, this is not the prayers of the saints. Again, we love the saints, but what God is bringing about is a new beginning of prayer. Like he says right here, when you do an act in the divine will that goes to God, it has the divine power to draw up into heaven, into the celestial fatherland, what is done in the holy divine will. So we're always saying, I want to do this in the holy divine will. Say you get on the telephone and you say, before you call, Jesus, pray, you know, speak in my speaking, think in my thinking, you know, let your holy divine will reign. And then you call the person and just say, you know, we do this in the divine will. Let's pray in the divine will that God speaks. Pray in the divine will that God thinks in our thinking. What happens at that point? He says, it has the same power of God and makes them fall like beneficial rain over the same soul, in such a way that if the creature loves, blesses, adores, thanks, praises, God requites her with a new outpouring of divine love, a new outpouring of divine blessings. Again, say for example, everybody is concerned about their family members that are away from God, away from the church. You start praying in the divine will. You start letting Jesus look at them with Jesus gazing in your gazing. You let Jesus hear them speaking with Jesus listening in your listening. You let Jesus, when you touch them, Jesus touch in their touch in your touching. What happens at that point, this is what happens. New rain of divine love, divine blessings, divine rain pours upon the soul, bursting into divine praises. See, that your child, your family member does not have a chance. God wins. And what you're doing is you're saying, I want to repair not only for my life, but for everyone, past, present, and future. Your family doesn't have a chance. They can be as miserable as they want, but God, you're saying to God, I want you, Lord, to be with me when I'm with them. I want you, Lord. It's like, if Jesus walked through the hospital, how many people would be still in sick in bed? Nobody. When the divine will reigns, this is what Jesus keeps on telling us. Wait to see the magnificent things God is going to do for the souls who live in the divine will. Everything is going to be restored. God, this is God's plan. He saved the best for last. And what he's done, he's looked at all the peoples through all the centuries, and now he's at the bottom of the barrel, and that's us. There's nothing there but mush. And he's saying to us, I want you to do this. Why? I want everyone to know that you're not doing it. I am doing it in you. In, with, through, and for you. And that's what's happening. Bursting into this overflowing of praises and that God now gives to Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. Jesus says it's as if God is doing it. He's looking at, why is he praising Louisa? He's saying, I see in Louisa what I am doing. And what God is doing is so beautiful, God has to adore it. And so when we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, we say, I want to adore you with your divine adoration. I want to praise you with your divine praises. I want to thank you with your divine thank yous. This is what's happening. Bursting into this outpouring, this flood of praises, God praises the little child of the divine will. Why? Because he sees himself, image and likeness, before the whole celestial court. Volume 29, 9, 12, 19, 31. More so, since only the continuous acts form the divine life in the creatures, this creature, Louisa, as Louisa forms her act, in her, Louisa's very act arises to the divine light, to the divine love, the divine sanctity, the divine grace, according to the act that Louisa does. She's doing, you have to understand, Louisa is the first one. Not, she's not Jesus, she's not the Son of God, she's not Mary, she's not the mother of God. She is born of original sin. And Jesus says, what I'm doing with her is the life of Jesus, the new Adam, the life of Mary, the new Eve. This is what's coming. This is what's happening. Again, what rises is divine light, divine love, divine sanctity, to divine grace in every thought, word, and deed that Louisa does. The same thing can happen to us if we're not worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative, or sinning. And he's asking us to trust in him so much that we're saying, yes, Lord, you want this, I want this. See, we have to say to Jesus, we know the battle is going on. We see everything's happening in our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners. We see everything is happening in our nation and even in the church. The war is here. I'm on your side. I'm with you, Lord. I'm going to be your soldier fighting for what? The life of God. So what do you do? The battle is so easy. We're just saying, I'm not going to worry. Jesus, I entrust you with all my worries. I'm never going to worry again. I'm not going to be fearful. Jesus, I give to you all my fears. See, it's to be free, to be joy-filled. You have to begin to live heaven on earth. Therefore, in uninterrupted love and good cannot be called either true or love. An interrupted love and good cannot be called either true love or true life or true good if it's not continuous. So God is asking us, when you begin in the morning with your prevening act and then you do your actual acts throughout the day, live this love, this joy, this peace that I want to give you. And all you have to do is say, I want it. And God says, then live it. I want this, then begin to live it. I want this, then begin to live it. You say to Jesus, how do you do this? Jesus says, trust me. If you trust me, you've got complete confidence. If you trust me, I'm going to take care of this. Great things are in store. Magnificent things are in store. Things unheard of are in store for the little children of the Holy Divine Will. What you're going to experience, this is what Jesus says, no other human generation has ever experienced. What does that mean? We're going to win. The kingdom is going to be established. The devil is furious. He's going to try as much as he can to kill as many people as he can. He hates God. He hates life. He hates love. He hates what God is. And so he's trying to destroy our families, our nation, the church. You have to have complete confidence in God. And one of the things that's very important, it's not complete. It's not complete, complete. It's complete, complete, complete confidence in God. You know, what's coming is going to be so difficult that if we don't have that complete union with God, Scripture says even the elect might be defeated. You have to trust God. And the way He has done this is through the book of heaven. As you read this, especially the calendar, if you're reading the calendar, you'll get it all done in 1 year. You got to read volume one separately, but that's a piece of cake. Read 10 pages basically a month for volume one. And what happens is you begin to live this life that Jesus is wanting to give us. So in volume 29, 9, 21, 19, 23, I was continuing in my acts in the divine volition, and I prayed to my highest good, Jesus, to make the sun, S-U-N, of the divine will rise in each of my acts so that I, Louisa, might give Jesus in each of my acts the divine love, the divine homage, the divine glory, as if I were forming for God in each act of mine a new day of divine light, a new day of divine love, a new day of profound adoration communicated to me into my act by His most holy divine will, by His own holy divine will. Do you see what's happening? This is not saintly. And again, you know, what's really great is that first line is the line that the Vatican wrote on Louisa. Louisa Picaretta is the son of the divine will, the S-U-N of the divine will. No human who is not a blessed or a saint was ever written by the Vatican Library before. It's always a saint, it's always a blessed that they wrote about. Louisa is different. As the Cardinal said to us when we were with him, he said, the Vatican wants these volumes published. Now, right now, there's nothing published. We, by the grace of God, had a great translator who did her job very well, and we have the writings. And what the Vicar General told us years ago, we have the best translation so far. They're not the ultimate. When the Vatican, when Corrado translates, we're going to have some tweaking that's going to go on. But what we have is exactly what Jesus said. And this is the thing that Jesus is looking for. He's looking for the souls who want what He wants. So what's happening is, as she does her acts in the divine will, she prayed to Jesus, make the son of the divine will rise in every thought, every word, every deed, that I might give back to you, God, all my acts with divine love, divine adoration, divine praise, divine glory, as if I were forming for God in each thought, word, and deed of mine this new divine light, divine love, profound adoration, and communicated to me into my act by His most holy divine will. Do you see why washing the dishes in the divine will is important? Scrubbing the floor in the divine will is important. You're giving to God what is God's in a divine manner through this gift that God has given to you, the gift of the divine will. Oh, how I would like to say in each of my thoughts, words, and deeds, each of my acts, whether big or small, I make a new day for Jesus to love Jesus more. You see what's happening? It's to enter in, you're saying to your spouse, I'm going to do this for you. And I'm going to give to you what you deserve. A divine love, divine praise, divine glory, because you're going to be doing it in me. I'm going to allow you, Lord, to reign in me the way you wanted from the beginning of time. But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus, repeating his usual little act visit to my soul, told me, "My daughter, Louisa, my divine will is the true day for the creature." Do you see why Our Lady has said to Bruno in 1947, "Time has now come to an end"? Why? The new day has begun. And he's called us, predestined us to live at this time. We're not anybody important. As a matter of fact, we're the least. Yet Jesus has said, "I'm going to do something new." So, I mean, just think about this. Father Bucci showed us where Louisa would kneel when she was a little girl in the church. And she always knelt in front of the chapel of the Holy Spirit. And that's where her body was moved on her birthday, April 23rd. Was moved into the chapel of the Holy Spirit. Again, we're very, very close to these writings being released to the world. And Jesus says, when these writings are released to the world, the whole church, the whole world will change. He says, "I will use these writings as a new spiritual light for my church to reform it." I mean, you look what's happening. Oh, the poor Lord. And again, it's not for us to be upset. It's for us to say to Jesus, "I'm sorry, Jesus, this is happening to you. I want to repair this, Lord, as if this never happened." We want to repair. We want to redo. There's two things that we really should go over at least once a year. One is the repairing and redoing. That document is so important to learn what we're supposed to be doing. And the other thing is to live in our littleness. To be hidden. Father Bucci says, to live in the divine will, you have to be little, insignificant, and hidden. That's what God loves. That was Jesus. That was Mary. Little, insignificant, and hidden. Jesus only spoke basically for 3 years. And what he told the world was so beautiful, they killed him. Now what Jesus is saying, now is the time for the world to enter into this abundant life. And so he's given us the divine will. And the majority do not want to hear this. It's okay. My family doesn't want it. My neighbors don't want it. My coworkers don't want it. I can't get one priest to read it that's good friends with me. They don't want it. And I say to the Lord, "This is everything. Why don't they like this? Why don't they want it?" And he says, "It's not for them. It's for the little, insignificant, and hidden ones. The ones who are nothing. So don't pat yourself on the back that you have this gift. God's picked up nothing from the ground. You know, you ever go on to, you know, after in an orchard, the rotten apples that are on the ground, that's us. Filled with worms. Not wanted by anyone or anything. Yet, when you grab all those worm-filled apples and peaches and pears and plums and prunes, makes the best wine. It's true. So God knows what he's doing. So don't worry about your family. Don't worry about the world. Don't worry about the church. Jesus is in charge. Jesus wins. The devil goes to hell. And the way and the how this is going to happen is found in the book of heaven. There's been no teaching for 40, 50 years. There's been no teaching. They threw out the Baltimore Catechism. So what is Jesus doing? He's saying, "I will teach you." That's Ezekiel 34. "I am going to be the shepherd of my children. I am going to be the one." When Jesus says that, this is what he's doing. When you read this, he is teaching you. So what he says to you, he won't say to me. Each one of us is so, it's like a many-faceted crystal. The way the light hits that crystal, that cut of glass, no other crystal shines. No other crystal can. What Jesus wants to do is he wants to polish us, he wants to perfect us. And how is he doing this? It's not through the saints. So the saints are basically volume 1 through volume 10. How to become a divine mirror of Jesus. What Jesus is calling us to is to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's volume 11 through volume 19. But not only that, but to Father Inebile, wherever he was, Father Inebile only read to volume 20. He had 21, 22, 23, but he never read 20 through 36. And that is to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. Listen to this. To receive the divine inheritance of the Father. So as we read this, it's greater than the Baltimore Catechism. He's putting into our thoughts, our hearts, our souls, a new beginning for mankind through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why if you haven't read Volume 17, May 4th, 1925, that's key to understanding who Luisa is. It's just amazing what God is doing. But while I was thinking this, my beloved Jesus, repeating his usual little visit to my soul, told me, "My daughter Luisa, my divine will is the true day for the creature. It's the new day for the creature." What does Our Lady say in her apparitions? Get ready for the new heavens, the new earth. Get ready for the new day. She says, "I am the dawn before the new day." And our Lord said to Luisa that my mother is going throughout the whole world getting everyone ready for this gift. God wins. Don't look at the lies of the devil. He's a nasty, smelly thing. He's rotting with death. You know, there's no truth there. Our job is to get closer and closer to Jesus, closer and closer to Mary. So he says, "My daughter, my divine will is the true day for the soul. But in order to form this day, it wants to be called in her act." We start with our prevening act in the morning. "Come, divine will, breathe in my breathing. Come, divine will, beat in my heart beating. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future." So when you pray, God hears every human being that was ever conceived. This is including the miscarriages who didn't have a chance, those aborted that never had the chance. He's hearing every human being praying with our voice. Again, in the divine will, do you see how God is doing this? "Come, divine will, come breathe in my breathing. Come, divine will, come beat in my heart beating. I want you, Lord, to be the Lord of my life. I don't want to be the Lord of my life anymore. In order to form this new day, the divine will wants to be called. Come, divine will, in her act, because as the divine will is called, so the divine will encloses itself in the act of the soul, whether you're washing the dishes, mopping the floor, to make its divine day arise." This is why you're happy. As you allow God to work in your working, to sing in your singing, to dance in your dancing, you are happy. You are joy-filled. You see what God is doing? You're giving him permission. He's a gentleman. He will not do anything without your permission. You're giving him permission to reign in you. Jesus, let's look at the sky as you looked at the sky. I want you to see the sky again as you saw it when you were a little boy. The joy that is there, the happiness that is there, is not human. It's divine. Why? Jesus is looking. You've given him permission to gaze in your gazing. Listen in my listening. Eat in my eating. I mean, when you take a bite of, let's say, a piece of fruit, you can say, "Jesus, you made this. I want you to delight in it. Taste in my tasting. Chew in my chewing." See, what the Lord is looking for is he's looking for someone, he found Luisa, to do this for him. It has the virtue, listen to this, of changing the human act, the human word, the human step, the human joys, the human pains, into the most splendid and enchanting new days. Everything becomes a day will be like 1,000 years. We are entering into the new day. What did John Paul II say? He says, get ready for the third millennium. Why? It's the new springtime of mankind. It's the glory of the church. This is what we have to understand. This is what God has planned for us. What did Our Lady say to Father Gobi? And Our Lady speaks to her beloved priest in 1997. She says, everything's completed. What happened in 1996? The writings of Louisa came out to the world. Everything's completed. We have everything at our disposal. All our questions are answered when we read. So, my most holy divine will is waiting as the souls rise from her nocturnal rest. See, ever since Adam sinned, this body has to die. Thank God. If we stayed in the garden, we would have eaten of the tree of life and we'd have to live like this forever. How great our God is that He drove us out of paradise. This body has to die. And what's coming? You're waking up from your nocturnal rest to be called in order to form its day of action in the soul. This is what God did with Louisa, and now this is what God wants to do with us. But He will not interfere with our freedom. He will not interfere with anything that we think, say, and do until we say to Jesus, I don't want the human anymore. I don't want to live. See, you use your free will to choose. I don't want my human will. I want to live in your most holy divine will. I choose to live in your most holy divine will. We've got to say this to Jesus. We've got to say to Him, I want to be part of your army. He says it to Louisa, I want to form my army. And He says, it's not an army of blood and death. It's an army of life and love. We're going to win because Jesus has already died. We're going to win with this abundant life. See, what's coming is so magnificent. And since it is the most pure light, this is the divine will. The divine will does not adapt itself to working in the dark act of the human will, but with its divine light, it changes the human act into daylight and forms in it its splendid day filled, listen to this, with heroic and divine actions. This is to be the warrior for Christ, the army of Christ, with such divine order, such divine beauty, worthy only of its vivifying and operating divine virtue. It can be said that it is waiting behind the doors of the acts of this creature of the soul, just like the sun behind the windows of the room, such that even though outside there is much light, the rooms are in the dark because the doors have not yet been opened to it. Who has the keys to the doors? It is the Holy Father. Why do you think there's such confusion now in the Vatican? The devil wants to stop this. What's going to happen? He knows what's going to happen. Jesus said to Louisa, you are the key, Louisa. Why? The Holy Father is going to use this key to open the door of the kingdom. You have to understand, everything is planned by God. And what God is looking for, He's looking for us to cooperate. How do you cooperate? By reading, by studying, by putting this into practice. It's filled with truth. It's filled with Jesus. This is what's coming. It's so beautiful what Jesus has got planned. The same for my divine will. Even though it's light, it is light that fills everything. The human act is always dark in my most holy divine will. The human will is not called to rise in it. See, this is why we say to Jesus every morning, I want to do every thought, every word, every deed in your most holy divine will. I don't want to be in my human will anymore. See, what happens when you enter into the divine will, God frees you of your passions. frees you of your addictions. How does he do that? It's no longer a problem. You say, Jesus, whatever it is, you be in charge of this. And then Jesus will say, fine. Jesus never does anything for selfish, self-centered, reasons. That's where addictions come in. That's how it starts. And Jesus frees us of that. We are an addictive culture. I mean, just look at the hypnotic eye of death, the television. Whether you're 8 or 80, your mouth is open for hours just staring at this thing. God, that's not living. We have to let go of all these addictions that we have. Whether it's chocolate, whether it's whatever, you're saying, I don't want to live this. The human will is not called to rise in the divine will. It's dark. And we're saying, Jesus, I want you to reign in me. And Jesus will say, good. Your addictions just disappear. You have to understand what God is going to do. See, the divine will is being healed. The divine will is being restored. It has nothing to do with illness, sickness. God frees us. And all of us are going through physical, spiritual, mental, emotional sicknesses. But what the divine will is a new beginning for mankind. It's not a band-aid. Everybody that was healed 100 years ago is dead. That was a band-aid approach. Jesus now says, I want the miracle of miracles to happen. I want to transform my children, to transmute my children into a new and vibrant children that I originally planned from the beginning of time. Therefore, call the divine will. Come, divine will, to rise in each of your acts. If you, Louisa, want the divine will to form in you, it's beautiful new day, and I may find in you, Jesus, Louisa says, and in each of your acts, and I may find in you, Jesus says to Louisa, in each of your human acts, now divine acts, Jesus doing them, my days of divine love that will surround me as God with divine joy, with divine delights, and shall make me, God, repeat, my delight is to be with the children of my divine will. You see what's happening? It's when Noah got on the boat, he did not get wet. We're going to go through a storm. But what's going to happen is we're not going to get wet, whatever that means. We're not going to be hurt. My delight is to be with the children of my most holy divine will. As you enter into this, you say, Jesus, you gaze in my gazing, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. You, Jesus, become alive in me. And he says, and I shall spend my days divinely happy in you. Not the unhappy night of your human will, but in the full dwelling of my divine light, of the perennial divine peace of my celestial fatherland. Heaven is now on earth. How can you not be filled with joy? See, as you enter into this relationship with Jesus, this intimate relationship with your spouse, what happens is you begin to be filled with divine joy, divine happiness. Why? It's heaven on earth. Nothing can bother you. Volume 30, 12, 14, 1931. I am always back in the divine volition. Okay, that's Louisa. We always want to be back in the divine volition. Okay, like this month of May. Make sure that you're reading every day the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom of the Divine Will. Make sure that you're reading every day the calendar. What's going to happen is, I'm always back in the... You're doing what Louisa does. She was always reading, rereading what Jesus taught her. It seems to me that my little soul takes its flight within its divine light to be consumed and to lose my life in it. See, it's a new beginning that God is giving us that the saints did not know about. You cannot find this in any saintly book. Why? They didn't have Louisa. It's only found in Louisa. So he says, she says, it seems like this. It seems that my life is, my flight in the divine light is to be consumed and to lose my life in it. But no, while I consume myself, I rise again. See, what God is doing is it's ever new. It's ever new. It's continuous. It's the waves coming in. It's the waves going out. It's the sunrise. It's the sunset. It's the breathing in. It's the breathing out. It's the blood going in, the blood going out. Rising to new divine love, to new divine knowledges, to new divine strength, to new union with Jesus and with His most holy divine will. You have to understand, when you see new, put God there. And it rises again to God's love, to God's light, to God's knowledge, to God's strength, to God's union with Jesus. One with Jesus. Jesus says, when you see me, see you see the Father. This is what God is calling us to be one with Him. This has not been seen. Adam saw it. Jesus possessed it as the Son of God. Mary possessed it as the Mother of God. But no human since then has had it but Louisa. To be one with God again. This is what's coming. Oh, happy resurrection that brings so much good to my soul. It seems to me that my soul in the divine will is always in the act of dying to receive the true life and to form little by little the resurrection of my human will within its own divine will. It's to begin to live the abundant life before you die. This is what God is looking for. It's not to, oh, I can't wait until I'm dead. No, to live now the abundant life of the resurrection. This movie that Mel Gibson's going to do is very, very important for the world. It's going to be more powerful than the Passion of the Christ. Why? What Jesus is going to show us, as what He showed Louisa, is to begin to live Jesus' life now before we die. What is that? Joy, happiness, peace. It's to begin to live the life that Jesus and Mary have. So He says, my good daughter, you must know, and again, this is a command from Jesus, that our divine will has its divine life, its divine dominion, and its divine dwelling place, its divine center in our divine being. We're going to re-enter into God. We're going back to our origin. That's what's coming. This August, we're going to do the retreat on returning to the womb of the Father. Everything's going to be... This is what's coming. Never to be separated from God again. All our nourishment comes from God. All our oxygen comes from God. All our warmth comes from God. We're going back to our beginning. We're going to live as God originally planned. This dust is going to be in God's image and likeness. Again, it forms one single thing within us, triune God, and our very life, the life of God. From its center, it emits its divine rays, full of divine life that fills both heaven and earth. Now, for the one, Louisa, who lives in our divine will, Louisa's acts are formed in the center of its life. That is, in our divine being. Where's Louisa's life? A human being born of original sin. It's where Our Lady is. It's where our Lord is. She possesses the spiritual DNA of the new Adam and the new Eve, returning back to God, back to the divine being of God, back to the womb of the Father. You can't find this in the lives of the saints. They did not have Louisa. That's why, you know, when somebody says, oh, I read the lives of the saints, I love the lives of the saints, I read my Pietà book, I said, that's great, that's holy, that's saintly, But it's not divine will. Divine will is everything. It's to return back to where God called us to be from the beginning. And devotional things are nice. They're beautiful. I love the saints. But it's not divine will. As you enter into this book of heaven, what is Jesus calls the book of heaven? He calls the book of heaven the testament of the kingdom. He calls it the testament of the kingdom. He calls it the testament of love. He calls it the gospel of the kingdom. What does he say in Matthew 24, verse 12? He says, until the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed to all the world. Do you think Jesus said that by chance and then tells Louisa, this is the gospel of the kingdom? Do you think it's by chance? No, he waited for this time. He waited for Louisa to give the gospel of the kingdom to all the world. How is the gospel of the kingdom given to all the world? By us living it. It's not saying, here's a book, read it. It's us. People don't want to read it. That's okay. Jesus says, I will use the few faithful will save the many. I want to use you, live this, possess this, and watch what I will do. The center of the life in Louisa's acts is formed in the center of its life in God's divine being. Oh, on the other hand, the one who only does our will, these are the saints, also does good, but does not live in the divine will. The soul's acts are formed in the rays that it emits from its center. There is a big difference between the one who could operate in the light that the sun spreads from the center of its sphere and the one who could rise into the center of its light. This one would feel the consummation of her being and the rising again of her being in the center of the light of the sun in such a way that it would be difficult for her to detach herself from within the sphere of the light of the sun. On the other hand, the others who operate in the light that fills the earth do not feel the intense power of the light that consumes them, nor that of being able to rise again in the same light. Even though they do good, these are the saints, they remain as they are. That, remember the two ladders? The two ladders that went up to heaven. Louisa saw St. Anthony and St. Francis and St. Clair and St. Benedict, everyone walking up this wooden ladder. And then Jesus says, what about the gold ladder? What do you see? She says, I see Jesus, I see Jesus, I see Jesus, I see Jesus. And he says, yes, those are the little children in the holy divine will. Their life isn't theirs anymore, like the saints. Their life is mine. As a matter of fact, he says, in heaven, the little children of the holy divine will have a new name. And Jesus will point and he will say, there is my fiat. And there is my fiat. And there is my fiat. Image and likeness of God. See, what God is offering to us is what he wanted from the beginning. So he says, there is such a difference between the one who lives in the divine will and the one who does my divine will. For as many acts as she does in the divine will, so many times does she rise again to divine life, and it is consumed, listen to this, and dies to what is human. Why do we have all the trouble? Every human has a different will. I'm in charge. Look on the families. You know, you have one family filled with all different wills. You know, wouldn't it be nice if everybody got up like on Sunday and said, let's go to Holy Mass. Okay, and nobody says anything. Everybody gets dressed. Everybody goes to church. Everybody prays. Receives Jesus in the Eucharist. Come back. Everybody kneels. Adores God. Goes back home. Well, everybody's happy. It doesn't work like that. If you were in my house when we were little, holy cow, that was fun. My father was always early. My mother was always early. And we were all like stragglers. That Sunday was always fun. As a matter of fact, in our church, we had a transept. And my mom would make sure that we got there early to sit on the side part of the church there, the transept, so that nobody could see us moving and fidgeting in the pews. You know, so... God was, it was really, it was a lot, it was very interesting. So, okay, so listen to this. Rise again to divine life and consumed and to die what is human. Can you imagine when we all have the same will of God? There will be such peace, such harmony, such order, such love. And that's what God is calling us to. How beautiful are these resurrections in the soul? It is enough to say that they are formed by the divine wisdom, the divine mastery of the divine artisan, God Himself. And this says everything. All the beauty and all the goodness that we, Triune God, can do in the soul. Everything's going to be perfect. And Jesus is saying, I want you to practice this now. I want you to practice living in heaven while on earth. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. I want you, Jesus says, to be perfected as my Heavenly Father is perfect. I want you to do greater things than what I have done. It's all found in the divine will. Jesus is doing it. When you get on a plane, Jesus never flew in a plane. And each and every one of us, if you say, well, somebody already did that, you do it. Jesus, I want you to experience flying in me. I want you, if you have something new to eat, Jesus, I want you to taste this. I want you to delight in this. I want you to gaze in my gazing. I want you to beat in my heart beating. I want you, Lord, to be the Lord of my life. Watch what God is going to do. He's got such plans for us. He loves us very much. He needs us to give our fiat continuously. So we'll end there, and we'll have rosary in about 10 minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.